But in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins
unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. After my soul, let them be turned back and put to confusion that dare my purpose.
everlasting God, give unto us the increase of faith, hope, and charity, that we may obtain that which thou dost promise. Make us to love that which thou dost command, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee, and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, the first commandment: as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Our Old Testament reading from the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, ye shall not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in that. I am the Lord. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Christians in Galatia, chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man dismantleth, or addeth thereunto. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make a promise, the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Here ends our epistle reading. Chapter 10, verses 23 through 36. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt do it. He, wanting to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus to him, Go thou and do likewise. Here ends our reading of the gospel.
Join in confessing our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Our text this morning is the gospel reading from Luke chapter 10. I'd like to read at this time
verses 25 through 29. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What's written in the law? What is your reading?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Please be seated. Start with, we need to remember that what we're talking about here, what the New Testament, the Gospel readings refer to as a lawyer, and they're mentioned in other places in the Gospel. We're not talking about, what is it, Gable? Now I've got the names mixed up. Getz and Schwieben. This isn't what we're talking about at all. Nor are we talking about the law that people like that work with. What we're talking about is a translation of the Hebrew word Torah. And roughly speaking, Torah translates as instruction or direction. It includes God's commandments as well as his proclamation of the promise of the Messiah. The Torah, the law that he's talking about, includes both what we would call law and gospel. This lawyer, this specialist in the Torah, is what we might call a Bible scholar. Old Testament, of course, because that's the only thing that's written at this point. And so Jesus asks him, "You're the scholar of the Torah, what does it say?" And he refers to what's called the Shema. The Shema, of course, is set down in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Shema being the Hebrew word for listen, hear. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And then our lawyer, our Bible scholar, includes a passage from Leviticus 19, where God says through Moses, "You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And so this man quotes the scripture. And Jesus says, "Good job. You got it done. Go ahead and do that, and you can live." But the lawyer, seeking to justify himself, is looking for wiggle room here. "Who is my neighbor?" Then comes what we call the parable of the Good Samaritan. Let's look at the people involved in this telling of this and in the parable itself. There's the victim. And incidentally, the victim we know absolutely nothing about except he's the victim. He could be any human being. Battered, stripped, beaten, and half dead. And there's a priest and a Levite. Like the lawyer, these are officials of the Jewish religion. Okay? And, of course, we have the Samaritan. What do we know about Samaritans? Who are they? Well, we all know they're hated by the Jews and they hate the Jews. Okay? He's a half-breed. He's neither fish nor fowl. Over 600 years earlier, the Assyrian Empire had conquered
the northern kingdom of God's people, called Israel, carried off all the useful people and left a few stragglers. Then moved a bunch of other people they conquered from other places in. So we've got over 600 years of generation after generation of intermarriage and mixture in the bloodlines of these people and in their religion. And there was a remainder of the original revelations of God in the Old Testament among these Samaritan people. The first five books of Moses in a rather jumbled form. But these, they're neither fish nor fowl. I said they're neither what the Jews would call ethnos, Gentiles, nor are they Jews.
What are they?
Well, they're unclean. Touch them, and you're unclean, according to the law. This person, this half-breed, has compassion. He provides first aid. He loads him on his own transport. Takes him to an inn and provides housing, at least for the night, and does personal nursing care on this one who, if he's a Jew, would consider him, the one doing it, dirty, unclean, and making himself unclean. And then he promises to pay for whatever it costs for the nursing care and the recovery of this half-dead human being. If you will, he signs a blank check and leaves it, or gives him his credit card. So Jesus asks the lawyer, the expert in the scriptures, which do you think was neighbor to him? And the lawyer gets it. He understands clearly. He who showed mercy on him. So, Jesus said, go thou and do likewise. Very clever, turning the tables on this guy, right? And you often see interpretations of this parable pointing to Jesus' cleverness. The man tried to trap him and he turns the tables. Well, that's true, of course. But I can't help but thinking of a comment by Arthur Just in his commentary on Luke on another passage, where he says, Jesus' ministry is characterized by bringing sinners to repentance. In fact, the gospel writers say as he begins, as he has been baptized and tempted in the wilderness, he begins his ministry saying, repent and believe the gospel. Not only has he turned the tables on this man, he's inviting him to repent and to believe in the gospel. So, who is my neighbor? There's absolutely nothing in this battered and beaten individual that would be attractive to the Good Samaritan. He is attracted to him only because of having compassion. It's the neighbor's need that causes him to turn aside and do what he needs. Luther has a comment, and as Luther, and maybe only Luther dares do, he puts words in God's mouth. He says, God says, if you want to love and serve me, then love and serve your neighbor. He needs it. I don't. Did you notice our bulletin cover this morning?
once again. Spot on. Thanks, Phyllis. Notice the picture? We've got the Good Samaritan and the Bad Samaritan.
What's going on with the Samaritan? What's he got on his head? What's the message here? It says the Good Samaritan is Christ.
And so he is. Jesus is the Good Samaritan. Neighbor? Who's my neighbor? Jesus Christ is my neighbor.
Because of God's compassion, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Son became my neighbor,
born of a woman, with flesh like mine.
Why? Not because we were attractive or deserved it. Our need, and our need alone. The Good Samaritan put the injured man's needs above his own. He put his livelihood on the line, left a blank check, his credit card. The Son of God became our neighbor to give his life itself
for us. We are the unclean.
But as Paul says, God demonstrates his own love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Who is my neighbor? Anyone and all of the fallen, sinful human race. Who is my neighbor?
The Son of God, who out of gut-rending compassion was born of a woman
to justify me, because I cannot
justify myself. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Away from thy presence and take my life.
pray for our community.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these thy guests experience thy love
at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth.
Keep them from impenitence and unbelief,
that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation.
Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table,
where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen.
Saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of heaven and earth, hear
day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
The same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
good for you.
For the remission.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith for the life everlasting.
Go in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
shed for you
for the remission of your sins.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith. Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.